Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, we were talking at the beginning, the top of the hour, about binge drinking, and I wanted to finish up my little list of things that you can do before you go out, and especially with St. Patrick's Day coming right around the corner. I think it's tomorrow, so we want to make sure that you do some of these things. Remember to eat your meal before you go out drinking. Sip your drink slowly. Avoid doing shots and chugging. That'll help keep the binge drinking to a minimum, because if you are drinking beer or wine, you get full too fast, but if you're drinking shots, boy, you can put a lot of them away, and then it's going to start to happen. Try not to mix alcohol with other drugs, whether it's a Xanax, you know, any of those kinds of things, because it can lead to death. You can overdose without even really realizing it. Make sure you've got a designated driver. So important. Use the buddy system. It's more important than ever. It didn't used to be that important, using the buddy system, but you never know these days. There's some nasty people out there. Never take your eyes off your drink. Again, there's some nasty people out there. Make sure that you always have your drink in your hand, because you do not know what people can put in your drink. And now, if you do have a hangover, let's start with water in the morning. I know you don't feel like drinking water. You feel nauseous, like you want to throw up. But make sure that you drink a big glass of water. And if you do throw up, well, then you do. But in any case, drink some water. Make sure you stay hydrated, because you know that it's going to be your most important help. Now, if you can't get down the water, try a sports drink. It's got a little bit of the electrolytes in it. It can help replenish some of whatever you might have lost the night before. So that's good. A cup of coffee, people like that in the morning, but it doesn't really give you the lasting benefits. Caffeine can both help and lead to nightmares and headaches and migraines. And I didn't mean nightmares, but you know what I mean. It can certainly make things more difficult, but a cup of coffee does help to kind of make you just a more alert. People think if they have a little hair of the dog that that'll help, but no, it dehydrates you even more and can make you even sick to your stomach. Try a piece of toast with peanut butter. Stay away from that greasy food. It may feel like it's going to work, but boy, you feel sick as a dog afterwards. So the best way is to just not get so drunk that you're that hungover, because it is not a good feeling. This is Melanie Cole, and I love giving you advice. If you want me to talk about anything specific, you can send me an email, melanie@radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.